This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Seton's still out. We hope he's feeling better. Marvin is back. Yay! Yeah. I didn't know he was gone yesterday until he told me today that he was gone yesterday. But it's great to have you back.
Hey, thanks, DP.
Yeah, great to have you back. Just in time to talk about most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, Danette. Still time to vote. Got another week. Interesting results. I'm not making eye contact with anybody. Paulie accused me of saying interesting results and making eye contact with him yesterday. I'll just say interesting results so far in the voting. You got another week. And you can go to danpatrick.com, click on the award voting tab at the top of the page, cast your vote. Nobody is going to know the results until next week. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Tomorrow's the last day ordering something from danpatrick.com to guarantee shipping in time for the holidays. This program brought to you by the great folks at Discover. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more, discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. We were talking about the NBA talking about presenting new awards this year. I didn't know that we needed it, but it kind of came out of nowhere where you're going, okay, so you're going to have a most improved player and a sixth man of the year. You're going to have, what are the other ones that were on there? Like, I think there were six awards, but the one that stood out was the MVP. And they said, well, it's going to be the Michael Jordan Award. Okay. Do we need to give Mike something else? I mean, he's got everything. How about Kareem, who won more MVPs than Michael Jordan did? Kareem's not marketable. Michael is still marketable. You know, Mike doesn't have to do anything. People do all of his lifting for him. And I thought, okay, let's say I had the MVP award and it was going to be named after Joe Montana and not Tom Brady. Or Peyton Manning had more MVPs. I don't know. It just feels strange that Michael is going to be the MVP trophy, even though Kareem had more MVPs. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that because, you know, Michael's legacy does not need any help. He is Babe Ruth times five in this sport and in all sports. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his best years were not in the TV era. If he were 5 years younger, I think a lot of people like me would have saw peak Kareem. And, you know, he's probably the most successful, accomplished basketball player of all time. He was the best college player probably of all time, Dan?
Yes.
And it's not really that much of an argument.
No, it's not.
And Michael was a very good college basketball player. His last year, he was the best player on his team, but he was not a superstar.
No.
And Kareem is almost underrated for his pro career because I think he was so low-key, and like you said, he wasn't the Nike athlete.
Yeah, he missed out. And, you know, Kareem, I was fortunate to see him when he first came in, and he was every bit what you see with the Greek Freak or Anthony Davis. you know, these guys who put up Joel Embiid. And he did it in such an effortless way. And this isn't a referendum on, you know, let's recognize Kareem. Let's not forget him. I'm not anti-Michael Jordan. It just feels like this would have been a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar award. You know, it's like naming whoever wins the NBA championship, name it the Bill Russell Award, since he won more titles than anybody. I understand protecting legacies there. That's why you have George Mikan as the most improved. I don't even know what that means, but it does mean that we keep George Mikan's name in, you know, the NBA lexicon. But, you know, I don't know. It just bothered me a little bit that, hey, how do we get more mileage out of this? Let's call it the Michael Jordan Award. I was worried they were going to have a trophy where it's Michael the Jumpman. That's going to be the MVP trophy. And Mike, I think, even said, look, don't make it resemble me if you're going to name it after me. Yeah, Marv.
I do like the John Havlicek Award for the sixth man, because to me, he seems like he would be the first famous sixth man.
And yeah, he was.
Is it Jerry West award also?
Yeah, Mr. Clutch. I don't know what that means. I mean, it's nice to have, you know, Jerry mentioned or John Havlicek mentioned. You know, I'd love paying tribute to the players that I got the opportunity to see. As I've said before, Bill Russell, Bob Pettit, George Mikan, of the great players of all time, those were the ones I didn't get to see. Saw Bob Cousy at the end of his career with the Cincinnati Royals. But, you know, I love that we don't forget about them. It just felt like Michael was a little too forced upon us there. Yeah, Pauline.
What was, you know, does the Super Bowl MVP have an award? It's not named, right? It's just the Super Bowl MVP.
I don't think it's named after a player.
So the easy move would be to make it the Tom Brady Super Bowl MVP, because he's got five of them. But it might be cooler to make it the Bart Starr Super Bowl MVP, because I think Bart had the first two, correct?
They beat the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Okay, now Bart Starr is a guy who will maybe not, he's going to go down in Packer history, but he will maybe be forgotten because of his stats and because of the era he played in. But if you called it the Bart Starr Super Bowl MVP, people like me or my kids will go, oh, who is that guy? Let me look him up on YouTube. Let me look him up on whateverpedia. And, you know, Tom Brady needs no help. He doesn't need a word. Michael Jordan doesn't need much help.
Yeah, I was just surprised. You know, I didn't know we needed to rename the awards, but okay, they got some attention here. This is the first thing I thought of was, if you're LeBron James and you still think there's an opening to be the greatest player of all time,
oh, no.
It got shut. That door got slammed. The league just said, you know who's the GOAT? Sorry, LeBron. Doesn't matter what you do. You can win another couple of titles here. It doesn't matter. Mike is the GOAT. Yeah, Paulie.
Would it be a good thing if LeBron somehow won the MVP award any year of his remaining years and he was handed the Michael Jordan MVP award? Yeah. That's like a backhanded compliment.
When's the last time LeBron won the MVP? Has it been a decade?
Yeah, I think 2013.
I think it's a 12-13 season.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. But I did think about LeBron, because LeBron is going to be more decorated. He's going to have a fuller NBA career than Michael Jordan. Doesn't mean it's better, but I got longevity in there, and he's still playing at a very high level. But it's Michael Jordan. The NBA just said, Commissioner, who is the greatest player of all time? That'd be Michael Jordan. That's exactly what was announced yesterday. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm looking at Kareem's numbers, and it's almost silly, his awards. 19-time All-Star, 6-time champ, 11-time All-Defensive, 2 scoring titles, led the league in blocks, 15-time All-NBA. That's like the All-Pro.
Yeah.
2-time NBA Finals MVP, and he's battling like Worthy and Magic Johnson for MVP. He's not battling like Andre Iguodala for MVP.
Well, I think the worst thing and best thing that happened to Kareem was Magic, because Magic kept his career alive, made him better. He seemed more engaged with Magic there, but then it became Magic's teams, not Kareem's team, and then Magic took it and never gave it up. But, you know, some of the awards there, okay. I'm glad we keep those names at the forefront, as they should. You should remember who John Havlicek was. You should remember that Jerry West was, you know, Mr. Clutch. Although Mr. Clutch already has the logo. And I didn't need, and I'm sure Jerry West would be the first to say, you know, Dan, I don't need to be Mr. Clutch. I mean, he's embarrassed by the logo. But George Mikan, I would never say George Mikan most improved, because he was great when he stepped into the NBA.
That first year was a little shaky, Dan. I'll check the stats.
Yeah, check them. Yeah, Marv.
He might be a little young, but I feel like Giannis, that award probably should be named after him. From where he started to where he's at now.
Okay.
See, I got to agree with Marvin. George Mikan, who people don't remember, but I think he went to DePaul, and he played for the Minneapolis Lakers. He averaged 28 and 13 his first year in the league. The next year, he went to 27 and 13. Not a big jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you improve from, birth?
I don't know.
The womb?
I don't know if you can give an award and name it after somebody who's still playing. Down the road, if you wanted to rename Most Improved, then Giannis would certainly, I'd have no issue with that whatsoever. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to put you in charge of the NFL. Let's say they said, Dan, you got to name the Super Bowl MVP trophy after a former player. And it could be anybody. Throw out some names. Brady, Montana, Bart Starr. I'm sure there's other guys who've won multiple.
Well, what am I giving Tom Brady? Because I have to give him something.
He just lost half.
And since he has won more Super Bowls, how many times was the MVP?
I got him as 5-time Super Bowl MVP, Montana 3 times, Eli 2, Bradshaw 2, Starr 2.
Yeah, then it's Tom Brady. You know, I have no problem with that Super Bowl MVP award. But you want to have those players involved in this. Now, is Michael Jordan going to be there to hand out? Yeah, that was my thought. Was, okay, this is marketing here. If I can get Michael with an MVP trophy handing it to Luka, that's great for the game. Yeah, Paul.
You know, now that you mentioned that, you know, Commissioner Silver and Michael Jordan do have a long-standing relationship. Commissioner Silver is one of the guys who really helped with the documentary. He was instrumental in getting the footage the first time.
They're in business together.
Do you think there's any chance Adam Silver talked to Jordan and said, as part of this honor, you're going to be part of it in perpetuity?
No, I don't know.
Somehow Mike's going to make $80 million off it.
Well, I don't know if Michael would not want it. I don't know if Mike wants to leave the golf course to then go to a trophy ceremony in New York where you hand out the MVP trophy. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Could you do one of those? MJ couldn't be with us today, but he joins us by satellite to congratulate the winner.
Mike joins us from the 7th hole where he's standing over a birdie putt. Mike, and taking a hit off of his cigar there. Yeah, Marv.
Because I did like what they did with Bill Russell, because he has the finals MVP trophy is named after him.
Okay.
And, you know, before he died, he used to hand the MVP trophy out to whoever won the award.
Yeah.
Michael, I don't know if Michael's leaving his golf course to do that.
I don't think so.
I disagree. I think Michael's going to love this. It's a yearly reminder that I'm going to hand my award named after me to another guy who's wearing my logo on his shoes and his jersey probably.
Maybe. Bloop, bloop. Yes, Todd.
And for those wondering about Kareem, he already has an annual year award, the Social Justice Champion Award.
That's not the same.
I'm just telling you, that was first implemented last season. That's the award named after Kareem.
I mean, I'm glad, and I'll bet Kareem loves that more than if he had been named, the MVP award had been named after him, you know, knowing Kareem and what he stands for. But Kareem won more MVPs than Mike did. One more titles than him.
When you're averaging 35, 17, and 5, you need more than just the social justice.
It's just Kareem, he made it look so easy at times. And, you know, he missed social media. He missed national TV. You know, he was there. The biggest game that he ever played in was probably the Houston Astrodome against Elvin Hayes when he was in college, and he had a patch over one of his eyes. He had a scratch retina, and they lost that game. But that was everybody tuned in to see that game. Yes, yes, Marv.
Do you think that whoever wins the MVP award has to wear a Gucci Jordan suit, almost in Caleb Williams?
Big swoosh.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm an Adidas guy. Michael's like, so?
Yeah.
You better wear this Jordan jumpsuit.
Probably not going to happen. All right, I got ahead of myself, but we spent a lot of time this morning. I wasn't upset, but I was a little salty this morning. I'm like, I don't know. I just don't. This feels weird. Feels strange there. But Fritzy, see if Michael Jordan will join us.
Why not?
What if he said yes? Because you called him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't be with us today. He's got a taped message that he's going to play later on.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. Argentina rolls over Croatia, face the winner of France and Morocco. That's today. Kyler Murray done for the year. If you want to sign a player now, you basically have to give them 3 years and $300 million. The Giants signed Carlos Correa, 13 years, $350 million. The Celtics beat the Lakers in overtime. Alex Ovechkin now has 800 goals and less than 100 away from a yes, Todd.
How cool for those fans that went to that game. I wonder if anyone even said, wouldn't it be great if somehow Alex Ovechkin got the hat trick and we were at the game where he got his milestone 800 goals? Who would think he's three away from 800 that you have any chance of seeing history?
Yeah, but if you're the Blackhawk fans, do you want to see history against your team?
Absolutely. Only two others in the history. You know, I know it's your team, but it's just a meaningless regular season game. Only Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky have more goals, and he's close to, he's just about going to beat Gordie Howe. He's got 801. You want to be there for that.
Yeah, Wayno has 894. Yeah, Paul.
And the Capitals are home versus Dallas and home versus Toronto, home versus Detroit the next three games. If you had tickets to any of those three games, you're like, okay, I'm in the window of seeing Ovechkin at home doing this. Now it's over, Johnny.
We'll take a break. We'll come up with a poll question a little bit later on. We'll talk to Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will join us as well. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. This holiday season, it's a season of giving. Just make sure you don't give away all your information because cyber criminals are looking to cash in. And some tips that may help you when you are visiting a website, make sure it's a secure website and apps from retailers that you trust, because you got to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, and it's easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. Protect what is yours. LifeLock by Norton. They detect and alert you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, and they will help you fix it if you are a victim of identity theft. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will assist you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Come up with a poll question. Your phone calls always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or if you're listening on our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio. I mentioned this yesterday when I saw Tom Brady signing a football that he threw for an interception against the 49ers. And I thought, how many times does that happen? Dre Greenlaw, the Niners, got an interception with Tom Brady. Here's Tom Brady on his Let's Go podcast talking about it.
It was for me, to be honest. It was complete But I try to be a gentleman. No, it was actually, look. It was a great play he made. I'm happy he's got the ball. I wish I didn't throw it, but I'm trying to be a good sport because a lot of times I'm not a good sport. I could be a pretty bad sport. And so in the moment when they get me in the right frame of mind, I'm actually a good sport.
That's a great answer. I respect him. He made that rookie season, and he could have said, no, I'm not going to do it, or I'm not going to do it on the field. How many times do you think somebody went up to, let's say you threw a touchdown pass and you burned Deion Sanders? Or Jarrell Revis. You're going to ask for an autograph on that football? You're probably not even entertaining that idea. But I always wondered, when you intercept somebody, you have the ball that they threw, could you walk up to them and say, would you autograph this for me? Dre Greenlaw is probably going, I'll never get this chance again. I got Brady here, and I got an interception, and Brady gave you a real answer there. You know, thought it was BS, but hey, I can be a bad sport, which he can be, and he signed it. I thought, you know, good for both of them. You ask for it, you're showing your respect. You're the GOAT. I respect you. I've been watching you since I was 3 years old. Would you sign this for me? And Brady's probably shocked. He's probably going, wait, what do you? And you know what happened? I think because he was talking to somebody else, and Greenlaw came up and was like, put the football right there in front of him with the Sharpie. It's like, okay, I guess. Yeah, Paulie.
I think you have to be a young man or a young person to have that kind of blindness. I'm not making fun of Dre Greenlaw, but I think you have to be like almost a little oblivious to the moment to do that. And I'm not saying he was wrong for him to do it, but like you have to think like you can't think too much before you do it, because I don't think a 35-year-old linebacker would have gone up to Brady and done that. You've been like, ooh, this is a little awkward for everyone.
I don't know if Bobby Wagner would walk up to Brady.
Exactly.
Hey,
maybe in the offseason.
Now, he might go, you know, Wags, hey, you're a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I'll sign it for you. I don't know if Wagner would ask for that from Brady. Yes, Todd.
How could you not reward the courage and guts involved with going up to him and asking for him to sign that? That alone, that someone would have the nerve to do that. And you're not doing it in a nasty way. I picked you off. Sign this ball. You know, you're saying it in a perfectly nice, professional way.
But I don't know if he had courage and guts. I just think he was naive. He's like, there's the GOAT. I got a football. I intercepted it. I'm going to go up and ask him for it. Like, you're the Dre Greenlaw of bookers. Yes. You have no problem asking for something.
I do not.
Yes, Paulie.
I've seen this before. One of the great hidden stories of this show, we were at some DirecTV event for some TV release, and it was in New York City. I think it was at the Plaza. It was like foo-foo event, and in walks James Gandolfini. And this is right after Sopranos wrapped up. I mean, everyone walked in and was like, holy cow, it's James Gandolfini. And me and Seton and McLovin and Fritz here standing there like, whoa. Fritz goes, whoop. Like a beeline, just direct. He goes, hey, Mr. Gandolfini, great to meet you. I don't know what you said exactly, Fritzy, but we were all sitting there with our mouths open because it is Tony Soprano in our heads.
Yeah.
And we were all like, I can't believe he went up to him.
It was one of those I got so excited, and we'll probably never see him ever again, regardless of what his health situation was. Why are we going to run into him and be at the same party as James Gandolfini? So I probably said something silly like, hi, Mr. Gandolfini, just want to say I really like you and the Sopranos, whatever I said. And he was very kind and smiled and shook my hand and went back to hang with the guys.
Yeah.
Just kept it short.
Yeah, Marv.
Have any of you guys ever had one of those moments where it's like, man, maybe I should have said something to somebody who's no longer with us, or maybe I should have asked for a picture?
I'm sure I've had those moments. Yeah, you know, down through the years at the ESPYs and the different people that came through there. I mean, so many big names, not just athletes, but I'm talking about entertainers that you probably could have said, can I get a picture or an autograph or whatever it might be, but you didn't, out of respect, you know, to them. Or maybe I was waiting for them to ask me for an autograph.
It helps you being famous.
Yeah, you at least, you know, it's like, hey, you're famous and you're famous. Well, you two must know each other. Now, there were people we met who were really famous, and then, you know, you had to pick your spots there or waited until you're spoken to. But I don't remember a moment where I go, gosh, I wish I would have. I should have done that. Yeah, Paul.
I was at a Super Bowl years ago. I think we were in Houston, whichever one I think the Carolina Panthers were in.
That was Houston.
We were lucky enough to bounce around to a couple of these corporate suites for sponsors. And we went into like a Coca-Cola suite. We snuck in because their spread looked good. And I was with some ESPN dudes. And we walked in and 5 feet in front of us was Paul McCartney. And we just froze. Mm. And we're all looking at each other. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And I walked out and I'm like, God dang, man.
He doesn't take pictures.
Yeah.
Paul.
He shakes hands and talks.
Paul doesn't want to take pictures, but I think that he would shake hands and say hello. But I've been told that he doesn't like taking pictures. A couple of phone calls in here. What's the poll question we're going with, Fritzy?
We've got a number of them. One, a Paulie special. Who should the NFL MVP award be named after regular season? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Jim Brown, Johnny Unitas, or other?
Well, if I'm going to give regular season, then I'd probably do Peyton Manning. But if I'm doing the Super Bowl MVP, I'm doing Tom Brady. Jim Brown, I think, has three.
Yeah, three. I think Unitas has three. I think Brady has four. Manning has five.
Five.
But Peyton Manning, he's in the media all the time. Everyone knows him. Back to the thing we're talking about with like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, maybe it's Johnny Unitas to protect a classic player's legacy. Mm. You saw him. We didn't.
Yeah.
But guys like my kids will not know Johnny Unitas.
You know, what happens now is we look at the numbers that quarterbacks have, and they dwarf what these quarterbacks had back in the 60s and, you know, the 50s and even part of the 70s. And it's not fair to them. Johnny Unitas could have played in any era. The fact that he came up with the two-minute drill, I mean, just that alone, you go, whoa. I mean, nobody thought of anything like that, but he's got a couple of plays. You're going to have a two-minute drill, you know, the two-minute drive, and he helped orchestrate that. I think what happened with Johnny Unitas, you know, the Colts were big favorites against the Jets and Joe Namath, and the Colts ended up losing that game in what is probably the greatest upset in NFL history, and Johnny Unitas was one of the quarterbacks for the Colts there. Yeah, Paul.
Now, you saw him play, and you saw how the media was different back then, but was Johnny Unitas clearly the most famous player in football when he was at his peak? Like, where everyone knew him, everyone kind of liked him and respected him?
Well, he was Johnny U, but Jim Brown was the best football player. Like, to me, there was no doubt. If you said Lawrence Taylor's playing running back, that'd be Jim Brown. He was just different than everybody else. Or if I said Lawrence Taylor is playing linebacker the way Jim Brown ran the football, you know, that's what you had. It was just different. Jim Brown was different than anybody else. And he made it look too easy. Imagine you got so bored with your sport. And I think Jim's last year, he rushed for just under 1,900 yards, and it might have been in 12 games. But he got bored and said, I'm going to go make movies. And he walked away from the game after 9 seasons. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Jim Brown was not dropping off at all. His last season in the league, he ran for 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns. He led the league in every category, rushing, clearly, and touchdowns.
Yeah.
He led the league in yards from scrimmage. He basically had a spotless career. He averaged basically 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns a season for 9 years. I mean, he never dropped off.
And what were they playing, 14 games back then?
His first half of his career, he was playing 12 games a season, then 14. But like his second year in the league, that's why records are skewed. Jim Brown averaged 127 yards per game as his second year. That would beat OJ's year, right? And then it would beat Eric Dickerson and all the other single-season records.
But you didn't have those numbers there. You know, it's like, I think it was Mickey Mantle who said, if I knew it was a big deal to hit 30 homers and steal 30 bases, I would have done it every year. And I'm paraphrasing. You just didn't know. And then, you know, we're so numbers-driven now. And you didn't have sports talk radio or social media where we create these moments. We create a scenario here. But guys who go 40-40, 30-30, if you said to Willie Mays or some of these other great players, they'd be like, oh, is that a big deal? Yeah, that's a really big deal. Jim Brown didn't know, like, Jim, stay in the game and get 2,000 yards. It wasn't part of, you know, what his mindset was when you played back then. I can't remember. First of all, I don't remember when MVPs were handed out, and because it wasn't necessarily a big deal. Now it's a big deal. We start talking about MVP a quarter of the way through the season. Like, who's the MVP? Who's leading right now? We do it weekly in the NFL. I don't remember that ever being a topic of conversation with just us as fans when we got together. Yeah, Pauline.
The NFL MVP started in 1957 with the Associated Press, and the NFL adopted it years later as the MVP of the league. Jim Brown won the first two, then Johnny Unitas, and then Unitas won a couple more. Brown won another one. So Unitas and Brown won six of the first nine. They own that decade.
Yeah. It was just different back then. Now we're so numbers-driven that if you get to a certain level with home runs, you can make this amount of money. Or if you get to this level where you're averaging 30 points a game, it's all monetarily driven, where back then it wasn't. You just didn't think, you know, Mickey Mantle hit 49 home runs and would have a bad year. It wasn't, you just didn't think that way. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking back at the NFL MVPs, and there's a few that stand out. Alan Page, a defensive tackle in 1971 with the Vikings. And, you know, that must have been like an anomaly.
But he was with the Purple People Eaters, and they were considered the best defense, although, that's debatable. But they had a great nickname, and Alan Page was as athletic as I've ever seen a defensive tackle. And he was all over the field. But they had a spectacular defense all around. Yeah, Paul.
Here's one that may never be repeated in sports history. Even Justin Tucker can't do it. 1982, Mark Moseley, the kicker for the Washington Redskins at the time, won NFL MVP over guys like Dan Fouts, Earl Campbell, et cetera, et cetera. I think he was perfect on the season, and I think it was a strike year as well.
Yeah, they were the highest scoring team in the NFL, and you gave it to a place kicker. That ain't happened. If Justin Tucker hasn't won an MVP or Adam Vinatieri. Vinatieri never even won a Super Bowl MVP, did he? I don't think so.
I can't imagine that awards. Can you imagine Mark Moseley get the call?
Yeah.
I won?
Wait.
Not Riggins? Not the Heisman?
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Couldn't they make like a best kicker award kind of thing if it was that important? How could you possibly? I don't care if he made 93 straight field goals from 60 yards out. There's still got to be a quarterback or receiver or some defensive end that would get it more than a kicker.
I don't know how many games came down to Mark Moseley kicking a field goal, because it felt like Washington was a really good offense. Yeah, Paul.
He missed one field goal on the entire year. He was 95%. It was a record as well, so it got a lot of attention. Yeah. And it was a strike year. I don't know why that would factor in,
though. Yeah. Doug in North Carolina. Hey, Doug. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, first off, let me just say to Paulie, I like you, Paulie. You're one of my favorites.
Uh-oh.
I hope you're having a good day.
Uh-oh.
But having said that, the worst named award of all time is the Walter Payton Award. It was officially, it's given out because later on in his life, he became a spokesperson for organ donations when he needed a transplant. If you're going to have a humanitarian award, you need to find a true humanitarian. Let's call it the Tim Tebow Award or something like that. It shouldn't be named to a guy who needs a kidney or, you know.
I'll find you.
Thank you, Doug.
I could find where you live. Dan, you got to tell him there's no sense of humor about the subject. I will track people down.
Andrew in Atlanta joins us on the program. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. I wanted to give my take on the most valuable Danette this year.
Oh, okay.
My vote would be Marv Meister, for stepping in and the boy of all Perloff the Great. And he takes them on the chin. You know, he's got charisma and he's the blunt of a lot of jokes. But, you know, that's my vote for this year. And also, I wanted to see what you thought on an over-under of seeing Fritzy in a turtleneck before the Christmas break. What's our odds on seeing that on TV?
All righty. I don't know if you got a turtleneck that's going to be in the rotation.
I don't think I do. I'd have to look. I know everybody's been hoping that I still held on to that oatmeal sweater for 3 years in a row that I showed up to your house wearing. But that was sent to like Goodwill or something, or Badwill, if you want to look at it that way.
You kept everything.
I do keep everything, but for some reason that I don't have it. Believe me, I would totally wear
the
that.
Chunky oatmeal sweater, turtleneck sweater,
very snug on the neck and everywhere else.
Yeah, it almost felt like it was choking you.
And it was the only time I would wear it to the holiday party. I don't know why. I was like, that's going to be my Dan Patrick holiday party sweater.
Michael in Vegas. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Something that Paulie could look up real quick, a StatMuse tweet, but don't cheat yet. I want you guys to guess who has the most Michael Jordan, who has the most Michael Jordan awards, who has the most Hakeem Olajuwon awards, and who has the most John Havlicek awards. I'll take that answer off air. And
all right.
One last question for you, though, Dan.
Yeah.
I never hear about your writing days. I really enjoyed you on Sports Illustrated. So just wondering, why isn't that ever in the rotation? You never recall on that. Thanks, guys.
All right. I love my time at Sports Illustrated. But, you know, I wasn't the second coming of Rick Riley there. And just had great appreciation for being a part of that that magazine. It was a great run. Yes, Marv.
Oh, no, I was ready to answer those guesses.
Oh, you got the guess? Oh, okay. Okay, let me take a break here. Well, is this going to seem like we're cheating if I take a break now? Okay, everybody promise that you won't look up who's won the most Michael Jordan awards, Hakeem Olajuwon, and John Havlicek?
Now we can't cheat on the show anymore? What's the new rule?
We shouldn't.
Okay.
We shouldn't. But so who's got the MVPs, who's got Sixth Man of the Year, and who's got Defensive Player of the Year? Is that what we're talking about? I think?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to make guesses now? Can I trust you guys?
No.
You can't. I'll make them now. You can't trust me.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Marv?
Kareem for the Michael Jordan Award, which should be the Kareem Award.
Yes.
Dikembe Mutombo.
For Defensive Player of the Year?
Defensive Player of the Year. Right. And I'm going to go Jamal Crawford.
Ooh, okay.
For John Havlicek.
All right, Sixth Man of the Year. Fritzy, do you have any guesses?
I'm going to go Kareem, Zoe, and Lou Williams.
Okay.
Those are my three that popped in my head.
Polyester?
I think Marvin has it, especially with Jamal Crawford because he got a bunch late.
Mm.
I think he's right on Dikembe as well because Dikembe was known more for defense. I don't want to steal Marvin's answers, but I think he has it.
I'll go Ben Wallace just to throw him in there. And I would go Jamal Crawford and, of course, Kareem. All right, we'll take a break. Play of the day coming up next. Oh, time for new tires? And that means time for new tires. You're probably looking for what kind, Todd?
Hankook is my favorite.
Hankook tires. TireRack.com has those tires. Anything else that you're looking for. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. Experience, knowledge, and passion to help every driver. Now, go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And then they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a couple of questions. You get personalized tire recommendation. And it'll be in about 2 minutes. So the right tires for how and what and where you drive. This is what they do. They love doing this. You can skip the waiting room in some areas. They offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office, installs them on the spot. Ultimate convenience. That would be a game changer. And Fritzy, who has a hard time changing a light bulb, can't change tires.
I need their help.
Yes. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh my God!
The play, the play of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Messi away from Portugal, able to recover at least for a moment. Messi dances around, turns the corner, gets inside of him, cuts it back.
It's your play of the day brought to you by Fox TV. Alvarez scored 4 goals in 4 games since joining the starting lineup for Argentina. Play of the day brought to you by Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. Remember America's heroes. They need your help. Go to T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. I'm watching Messi. And, you know, he's got the ball. Doesn't seem like anything's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, he basically goes baseline, which I'd never, ever in a million years let Messi go baseline. It's like when Gretzky would get behind the net. You're dead. And they let Messi go. Well, they didn't let him, but they, instead of using the baseline as your friend and forcing him back into, you know, more defenders there, I'm like, what are you doing? And then he had a brilliant assist there. That's my breakdown. That's my soccer breakdown.
You're better than that, Croatia.
3-2 Yes, they are. They should have been, but they got roughed up there. And now it's Argentina waiting for France or Morocco. And either way, you can't lose on this one from the standpoint of you got Messi. Morocco is a great underdog story. And then you got France. They are the defending champs. And Mbappe, well, Pauly says we've been mispronouncing it. I haven't been talking about it, so I don't know if I've been mispronouncing.
I saw a reporter on the BBC, I think, or something. You know, Mbappe, that's how we've been saying it for years. He called it Mbappe.
Okay.
Mbappe. Like the pay is accented. And I saw an accent over the E.
The accent that you, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's Mbappe.
Okay. Mbappe.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Mbappe. Go. Okay. The awards answers.
Defensive player of the year. Who has won the most defensive players of the year in the NBA? It's not Rudy Gobert with three. It's not Dwight Howard with three. It's not Mark Eaton or Dennis Rodman or Hakeem Olajuwon or Alonzo Mourning. Kawhi Leonard's got two, by the way.
Is it?
It is a tie.
Dikembe?
Dikembe and Ben Wallace each won it four
okay.
times.
All right. All right.
Bloop for me, bloop for you.
All right.
Dikembe won it with the Nuggets, two with the Hawks, and once with the Sixers.
Okay.
Now, the NBA Sixth Man of the Year, which was invented in 1982, who won it first, Dan?
John Havlicek?
82.
Oh, 82. Who was the first?
Sixers.
Oh.
Your boy.
We mentioned him a month
Bobby
ago.
Bobby Jones? Oh, this drives Marvin crazy.
Marvin. Hall of Famer Bobby Jones.
I know. It drives Marvin crazy. It's like, Bobby Jones, Hall of Famer? All I know is Bobby Jones always had to guard the best scorer, and he'd get dunked on, you know, whoever. They'd score, you know, Dr. J would get, you know, 35 on him and be like, Bobby Jones, defender.
Here's the multiple-time winners of Sixth Man of the Year Award.
Okay.
Kevin McHale got two.
Yeah.
Ricky Pierce got two with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm.
Very good player. Mm. Detlef.
Shrimp.
There you go. It's a tie as well. Ooh. Jamal Crawford has three. One with the Hawks, two with the Clippers. Who else has three? I think Fritzy may have thrown it out there.
I had Lou Williams.
Lou Williams is correct.
Oh.
Raptors and Clippers.
Nice.
Look at us.
Okay. And then the MVPs, Kareem had the most Michael Jordans.
The most MJs.
I hope that somebody asked LeBron James, maybe not after last night's game. I hope that somebody says, hey, what did you think about the league naming the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan? But wait until after a win. You know, the Celtics had a big lead, blew it. Lakers then got a double-digit lead and then blew it. And yes, Laker fans, those who have been responding, Russell Westbrook Jr. III has played well. But he plays well when he's not in the starting lineup, which is what I said from the beginning. Anthony Davis playing a lot of minutes. See, he's not used to playing these minutes, and then you get towards the end of the fourth quarter, you go into overtime, and it feels like he's spent, he's gassed. Played 46 minutes. And you know, LeBron putting in those minutes as well. But the Celtics picked up the win. Yes, Paul.
You know, I don't want to go too far here, but you got to feel great if you're a Lakers fan with how Davis's run of knock on wood health. I mean, if he misses one game out of eight, you take that. A rest game,
yes.
a little tweak here and there. But it's those, you know, 2 week stretches what he misses in the past couple of years where you can't do anything.
But why don't they eliminate back to back games?
You mean for him or for everybody?
Everybody.
Just for him. Pretty close.
Yeah, the Anthony Davis rule. Why don't we eliminate back-to-back games? Therefore, we remove that excuse. It's back-to-back, can't play. You know, for these fans, you know, I know it's a long season, but can we figure out a different solution here? Yes, Tom.
But that's just it. It's got to be because of travel, the season getting too long. Like when someone's in town, they flew all the way to L.A. to play the Clippers and Lakers. They're going to stick around and wait an extra day between the Clipper and Lake game where you bang out the two games 2 days in a row so they can get back to the next city they got to go to.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right. Trent in Virginia. Hi, Trent. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, I had an idea for an award you can name after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So that would be the excellence on the court and on film, on screen. Because even though LeBron and Michael Jordan have Space Jam, nothing will compare to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane.
Yeah. I don't know if Well, LeBron was in Trainwreck.
Pretty funny.
Amy Schumer, he was good enough to rival Kareem in Airplane, I think. I thought it was one of those moments where I go, man, he's funny. Kareem had great lines in Airplane. But LeBron in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer, Bill Hader, I thought he was great.
I'm Roger Murdoch, the co-pilot. So calm.
My dad says.
When they're pulling Kareem out of there and he has the yellow Lakers knee pads on, man, that's funny.
What's the poll question we're going with today, Toddler?
I think for now we're going to go with who should the NFL MVP award be named after, parentheses, regular season, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Jim Brown, Johnny Unitas, or other.
Okay. All right, coming up next hour, Albert Breer, our good buddy from the Monday Morning Quarterback, stop by. Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, will stop by a little bit later on as well. More phone calls as well, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Make sure you vote. You only get one chance to vote. DanPatrick.com, most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. Could Fritzy sweep all four of the awards? Hour two coming up. One more item as we close out hour one. Take advantage of Simply Safe, this great offer for my listeners. Best home security system of 2022 and 2021 and 2020. This according to U.S. News and World Report. So it's a three-peat there. They have everything you need. And there's so many things to tell you about. I have less than 60 seconds to do so. 24/7 professional monitoring. The service costs just under $1 a day. So that's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Oh, by the way, the app, you can stay in complete control of your home system anytime, anywhere. Let's say you want to arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your cameras, adjust a system setting. You can do all of that from the app. 24/7 professional monitoring. They've thought of everything. Now, customize the perfect system for your home in a couple of minutes. Go today and you'll get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.